You're listening to the Family Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Parents, today I'm excited to explore a topic with you that I wish I had 15 years ago. We're going to talk about parenting and our kids in sports. I don't know, maybe that brings anxiety into you right away because maybe you're having some struggles with how you're responding to different things with your kids in sports or the pressure that you're feeling for them and are internalizing yourself. But that's what we're going to explore today. Simply encouraging on the way home. We'll get to the specifics of that in a minute. But parents, this to me, I mean, I know this from my own life. And I know this watching some of my friends that are a little bit younger with kids that are in sports right now. This is like the struggle for parenting, I think. There's so much pressure on our kids in sports. When I was in high school, you played three sports. You played at your high school. There was no such thing as competitive sports. It just was not a thing. Well, now, I mean, in the last 15, 20 years, that is a totally different deal. And I experienced it with my own kids of just like, you know, they're in fourth grade and my kid wants to play basketball and it's like, well, I got to get on this comp team because if I don't, then I'm not even going to make the junior high team or the high school team. And just the pressure of all of it, that sports has become a consuming thing for kids. And it's really become like choose one and that's the one you're going to get proficient at. Does anyone relate to that? So parents, what I want to encourage you, this is what I wish I had. I wish I had a different framework to operate from. Because I feel like I did unnecessary damage to my kids. I put unnecessary pressure on them in sports. And I think my heart sometimes was in the right place and sometimes it wasn't. And we're going to talk about that here in a second. But if I could do some things over with how I handled sports, conversations that I had, things that I said, or things that I emphasized, I would change a lot. So I hope that this is actually helpful to you, especially if you're like currently in it or you're getting ready to enter those years of sports, that you'll just keep this stuff in mind and really have the right framework. So before we can really get to it, parents, I think here's something I want you to consider, a couple questions. Because I think as parents, we need to first know, like, where are we at? Where is our heart? What's our filter? What's our baggage that we carry from our own growing up years and maybe our own experience with sports? Because that's going to impact the way you're parenting your own kids. So before we go any further, I mean, I have a couple questions that I want you to stop and think about. I really want you to do some self-reflection here of what wounds or baggage you might be carrying around. Or maybe it's even you were really good and you were like the star of every team you were on, that it might be a pride thing that you need to wrestle with. But here's just a couple questions that I want you to consider. Because honestly, parents, we can't lead our kids to something that we can't get to. So we might have some work to do in our own hearts before we even start mentoring our kids in this area. We need to be honest about our own situation and where our heart is or where our identity was wrapped up before we can really teach our kids to not let sports become the thing that defines us. So here's a couple questions. What is the baggage that you might be carrying from maybe a coach? Maybe you had a coach that was just mean. Maybe he degraded you. Maybe he or she made you feel small and you just was a struggle. Like maybe that just totally wrecked your self-confidence. You know, maybe you had a coach that was awesome and just encouraged you all the time. That's great. But what's some of the baggage that a coach put on you? What was your parents' attitude towards sports when you were growing up? Did you have a parent that was like hard driving and, you know, work, work, work? And if you don't perform, then it was like they would withhold affection or love from you. Or did you have parents who were just like totally checked out of it and didn't care much about it? All of those things have a way of shaping who you were, your understanding of what's the importance of sports was in your life. You know, what expectations did you have for yourself? Was your identity wrapped up in that? Were you like trying to be accepted in the jock athletic group and you always felt like you were on the outside? Or were you kind of the leader of it? And maybe you were always the best at any sport you played. And so there's been a lot of pride wrapped up in that. And here's the biggest question. This is the one that I needed to ask myself 15 years ago. Why do I care so much about my kids' performance? What is it that it says about me as the parent? Because honestly, for me, that was the bigger thing. I mean, I wanted my kids to succeed for sure. And I was so happy for them when they would have success. But when they weren't performing the way I thought they should, and I would get upset about that, I needed to take a look at myself and say, why? Why am I so wrapped up in that? Why does that matter so much to me that they didn't have a good game tonight? because I want the parents sitting around me to be impressed with my kid and then therefore impressed with me. I just really needed to take an accounting of that in my life. So maybe some of you relate to that. You really need to be honest about why you get all tied up in knots before the game or the meet. What is it that you're anxious about? And why does your kid's performance matter so much? Or why does it have so much defining power in your own life? So think about that, honestly, parents, because it's going to be hard for you to parent in a healthy way if you've got your own baggage that you're kind of bringing into it. And that's not fair to put that on our kids. Because honestly, what sports is supposed to be, right, is about having fun and learning skills and commitment and hard work. All of those things are great. But we're living in a day and age where it's about basically like your fifth grader is like a professional athlete. You got to go to strength training. You got to go to shooting practice. You got to, you know, do all these tournaments and travel. And it's like, my word, we've gotten to this place where we're turning our kids into like these mini professional athletes. And we've gotten away from sports being something that you play for enjoyment, just a way to get exercise and be around your friends. So that's what we're going to explore today. So the first thing is, parents, get honest with your own heart in this. Talk to your spouse about it, maybe talk to a trusted friend and just kind of be honest about where you really are coming from, where your insecurities might be, so that you can be aware of that and fight against it with your own kids. But before we go any further, I think we just got to share some stats. We really got to put the sports thing in perspective. These were super interesting to me. So this will be interesting for you, parents, because I think we need to get the right picture in mind. We have to have the right expectations in mind. A high school athlete has about a 1% chance of playing Division I basketball. Now, the first few are boys. So 1% in basketball, in football, it's 3%, and in soccer, it's 1.4%. That's the percentage of boys that are getting an athletic scholarship to a Division I school, not more than, 3% in football, just because those rosters are bigger. In girls sports, in soccer, there's a 2.7% chance, and in volleyball, 1.2% chance. So you're hovering around 1, 2%. That's the percentage of kids playing high school that are getting these Division I scholarships. And I don't know about you, but that was kind of like the picture that was painted for me. My daughter played volleyball. My son played basketball. That these, coaches would come. They have these comp leagues. They've got strength training. They all this whole program. And they're like, we're going to get your kid that Division I scholarship. So you kind of get in this system. And then it just kind of becomes like this unrealistic picture of what the likelihood of what your kid is going to accomplish in this sport. There's a 1% chance for my son to have gotten a Division I scholarship. And honestly, now he's an adult. None of his friends ended up with a Division I scholarship in any sport. But man, they put a lot of time into it and a lot of people put a lot of pressure on them to do it. So I just think that's good for us to think about. We have to pay attention to what the reality is, that sports really should not be what everybody else in culture is telling us it should be. Like you're a mini professional athlete working toward Division I scholarship, and we need to get back to sports being just about learning about life. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Now I wanted to make mention, several years ago, we did a series with a guy named Travis Dortch, and he runs the sports lab at Utah State University. And so he studies kids and sports and parenting, and it's a really good series. It's on flextalk.org, and it's called Your Kids in Comp Sports, if you want to go check that out. We did a series of interviews with him. But basically, his research consistently shows that kids benefit the most from sports when parents engage at the right level, supportive, but not pressuring. And that's when sports can really start to add value to your kid's life. Because I know what happened, at least in my son's life, the pressure that he felt to perform in basketball, to get on the right team, that impacted his self-esteem. Because when he wasn't performing or he didn't make the team that he wanted, it would send him reeling in some ways. And a lot of that was because his friend, his peer group was putting that pressure on, but also I, as his mom, was putting that pressure on him. I wanted him to make that team because I know that's what he wanted, but I was also like, dude, you got to take more, you got to do more shooting practice. You got to do this, you got to do that, and kind of pushing him. And what I wasn't paying attention to is, now, wait a second, what am I doing to his personality? What am I doing to his confidence? Is that what I want to be as a mom, that's kind of tearing him down or making him question that? No, my job as a parent is to build my kid up, to be realistic with them, to help them work towards goals, but not paint a unrealistic picture of what sports is supposed to be about or what the ultimate win is about. Okay, so with that in mind, let's just talk for a few minutes about what should our emphasis be for our kids in sports? Because they can learn an incredible amount of stuff about life if the focus is on the right things. So instead of it being like, let's get that scholarship, let's get on that team, let's focus in on, especially like start young when your kid's doing, you know, soccer in second grade and just trying to figure out what the game is about. Like, talk about being a good teammate. What does it look like to, you know, not be the ball hog, right? What does it look like to be excited for your teammate who scores the goal and it wasn't you, but you wanted to be the one? Or being a good teammate by encouraging when the other person starts in front of you or takes your starting position, that you can celebrate with them despite the fact that you wish that was you. Teaching them and talking to them about learning how to respect a coach. And sometimes the coach isn't a nice person and they don't say nice things and they don't say it a nice way. Like, talk about even in your own life, gosh, you know, I remember this coach that I had or this boss that I had that was mean, and I just had to figure out how to like do my job and not let their mean words penetrate my heart. Like, those are good things for our kids to learn. Building resilience and growing in character, you know, especially when you don't have a good game. Like, that's okay. That doesn't define you. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means you had a bad game. And I'll just be honest, you guys, this for me, I had an older sister and I always felt like I was trying to measure up to her, and we played the same sports because I just wanted to be like her. I just did everything that she did. And I just remember I had a lot of insecurities in sports because I felt a pressure. I wanted to be as good as she was. And I felt like the coaches would pay attention to me and were kind of like, oh, you know, you could be playing varsity by the time you're a sophomore. This was basketball for me. And I just remember, like, for me and my personality, it put pressure on me and it became not fun at all. And in fact, I mean, there were times I just totally sabotaged myself. Like, I didn't want people to think I was good because I didn't want to disappoint. So it was easier for me to kind of sabotage and act like I didn't care when I really did care, but I was scared to death that I wouldn't be good enough. So why not just put roadblocks in my way to then in my own mind could be like, well, the reason why I wasn't as good is because I didn't try or I didn't hustle or whatever. So sports for me, definitely, I mean, there were some positives to it for sure, but there were some negatives because I put a pressure on myself and it became more of a, like an identity defining thing. And it kind of compressed me in a lot of ways. And sports was not very fun for me. Now, that I don't even feel like that. I don't remember that being something my parents put on me, but I just remember feeling like as soon as people had an expectation that I should be at this level, I would go into panic mode. So that would be good to share with, like, I shared that with my kids. I talked about how sports were for me and how I would compete with my sister and, you know, how sometimes she'd be yelling at me on the court and, you know, just my insecurities around that, honestly, and just performance anxiety. And so those are the good things. Just talk to your kids. Like, let's not make it about their performance. Let's make it about being a good teammate, celebrating when other people do well, you know, being respectful of the coaches, showing up to practice, not quitting in the middle of the season. Those are all great things to then connect to life. Like, this is who God wants us to be. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to show up. He wants us to give our best. We're going to have to do that in our job. There's going to be things about your job when you grow up that you're going to like and things you're not going to like. There's going to be coworkers that drive you crazy. Like, learning those things in sports are really good to kind of give them an introduction to some of those things. And for you to share your own struggles with that, it'll be really helpful for your kids just to keep that conversation going and moving it away from how many points did you score or you missed that tackle or whatever it is in sport. Now, the most important thing that I want to key in on in this topic today was what we're calling the post-game moment that really matters. This is where I failed many times. So parents, I hope you can take this in and listen. Here's the equation. Positive feedback plus criticism equals discouragement. How many times did my son or daughter get in the car? Really more my son, because my daughter played volleyball and she was good, but her identity wasn't in that. She didn't have a goal for college or anything. So, and volleyball is kind of a different sport anyways, like the performance piece. But basketball, it's like, you know, your skills are on full display, and my son really wanted to be good. And where I failed time and time again is I'd be like, oh man, that was an awesome three-pointer that you made in the second quarter, but man, you can't make three throws to save your life, or man, I don't feel like you hustled on that one play, right? As soon as you add a criticism to anything you say, it becomes discouragement. Because parents, think about in your own life, if your boss comes in and is like, oh man, great job on that report, but what are we focusing on? I'm not listening to the positive you said of great work on the report. I'm thinking about the but. What came after that? What did I do? What did I do wrong? How did I fail? How did I not perform? And parents, that's what we need to remember. In the car ride home, do you think your kid really wants to hear negativity? Especially if they had a bad game. So even if you start with positive, but you attach a criticism, that's discouragement to them. So then they're thinking, okay, well, the people that are supposed to love me the most are also coming down on me. You know, is their love for me or their respect for me less because I didn't perform in the game tonight? Do you see how that can get confusing for our kids? I know that for me, what I really wanted to say was the criticism, but I'm thinking in my parenting mind, well, I should probably start with the positive, right? That's just a good strategy of life. But for our kids, what they hear and what they focus in on is only discouragement. And so that's what I had to realize for me as a parent. Why do I need to say that criticism? My son would know if he didn't hustle on that play. He knows if he couldn't, you know, make a basket to save his life. Does he need his mom to point that out? Because again, I might say sports is about fun, learn life lessons. But then when it came to the post-game conversation, I'm focusing on their performance. So parents, my encouragement to you is that you keep the long view in mind. I wish I had more of the perspective that my husband had. He did not get wound up or stressed out or worried or pacing or, you know, having to get up from the bleachers because I was like stressed out, because he had the long view in mind that sports is not about performance or getting the scholarship. For my husband, it was like, I want you to have fun. I want you to work hard. But our ultimate win for you, son, is that you live for Jesus, that you go with the plan that he has for your life. So my husband was way more easy breezy because he wasn't tied up or wrapped up in the identity piece of that, or it didn't matter to him if the performance was good or bad. That wasn't the point. And I think parents, for those of you that do get wrapped up in it, who maybe are too focused on performance in your kids, whether that was from your own history or just because you want your kid to be the best, we have to realize we can be doing unnecessary damage to our kids by this post-game moment of positive feedback plus criticism just is a discouragement for our kids because they want to please us. They want us to be proud of them. So when we're critical, then that's what our kids are going to focus on. And I think what we need to keep in mind is who knows what the coaches had said to our kid? Who knows what a teammate may have spouted off to them? So now they get in the car on the way home and mom is also being critical. We need to be the safe place for our kids that they feel encouraged by our words, not discouraged. So parents, we have to do our part to get out of that mindset of performance and remember the more important life lessons that can come from sport that makes it fun and learning rather than about, you know, earning this scholarship and the pressure. And I just want to end with this because I think this is important for us as parents, is to remember how God loves and walks with us. God didn't tie our salvation to performance. He doesn't withhold love when we mess up. He's faithful. He forgave us even while we were still sinners. He's steady. He's unconditional. That's the kind of parental love and support we should be giving our kids in sports. Look at this, some of these words in Psalm 103. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all of our sins, and he does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. So parents, think of those words, to be compassionate. You know, especially if your kid has a tough game, like don't be the parent on the way home that's like adding your criticism and piling on. Don't get angry when they maybe have a bad attitude or, you know, they get in the car. I mean, this happens so many times for us, like slamming the door and just like maybe have a disrespectful tone. Like be compassionate that your kid, you know, they're feeling their own pressure they're putting on themselves. They might be feeling pressure from a coach or a teammate. Just be there for them. Be an encouragement to them. The Lord doesn't punish us. He doesn't accuse us. He doesn't hold things over us. He has loved us despite our brokenness. And I think as parents, we need to remember that kind of love and support. So be gracious, be compassionate, remember the perspective, like pull yourself out of not only your own baggage that you've had from your past, pull yourself out of thinking about the reality that like, your kid's going to be that 1%. And start emphasizing the things that really can matter about sport, about learning about life, about growing and being respectful and all those things that we've talked about. But ultimately, that you're leading your kid towards their identity in Jesus. Their identity isn't as an athlete. That can be part of their story, but doesn't need to be the story. And really, then you can just encourage your kids towards different goals that aren't attached to just performance. They're attached to just meeting certain goals and pushing yourself for the sake of growing and learning. And parents, I think if we can get that right, if we can just stop buying the lie that our culture is selling us about sports and, you know, your kid being in that 1%, the likelihood is very small. So why not just then lead your kids towards the bigger, better things than to get tied up in knots over this thing that's just likely not even going to be the case? And really, in the end, is that a win for a lot of these kids that go to college and have the scholarship, the pressure on them, getting injured, not focusing on their academics? I mean, there's a lot of things that can be negative with that. Pride. I mean, my word, there's so many pitfalls that can come with, you know, that ultimate goal of like the D1 scholarship. So why not take this time, let this be fertile soil for you to teach your kids about what it means to be a kind person and lead your kids towards things that really matter for developing their character. I hope this was encouraging for you. I hope that you even go check out that series on flextalk.org because I think it was really insightful to talk to this guy who's done a ton of research on this. And honestly, you guys, I'm coming from a place of saying, I wish I had this topic 15 years ago. I would have done things differently. So I hope you have an open, teachable heart towards that, can be honest about maybe where you failed. And the good news is you have opportunity to make adjustments and do that and love and encourage your kids like God has loved and encouraged us.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to give to help support our ministry, please visit pursuegod.org/donate. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.